This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water, and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Shamas.
Separate investigations from Reuters, the French news AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately targeted and killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and wounded six others in Lebanon October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. The reports say the group of seven journalists from AFP, Al Jazeera, and Reuters were all wearing blue flak jackets and helmets, most with "press" written on them in white letters. Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Galani Thursday issued a statement condemning the killing and demanding an explanation from Israel.
We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues, Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Longtime regional rivals Greece and Turkey made a significant step to mending ties during a visit to Athens by Turkey's president. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Ahead of the one-day visit, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed hope it could lay the foundation for broader cooperation, as well as reset his country's ties with Western allies. At a news conference following their talks, Erdogan and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis each spoke warmly of their meeting. Meanwhile, cabinet members from each nation held talks and were signing several agreements on issues as varied as agriculture, trade, migration, education, technology, and sports. Mitsotakis noted the importance of the recent calmer path of bilateral relations between the two nations and said they should live in peace, express their known differences, and discuss them honestly and keep looking for solutions. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has pledged $4.5 billion to Ukraine, including $1 billion in humanitarian aid to help support the war-torn country's recovery efforts. Kishida made the announcement late Wednesday in Tokyo while hosting his last Group of Seven summit as this year's chairperson. The $1 billion humanitarian aid and recovery aid includes funding for generators and other power supplies for the Ukrainian people to survive the winter, as well as measures to clear mines planted by Russia, the foreign ministry said. The remaining $3.5 billion includes funding for credit guarantees for World Bank loans to Ukraine. A new optical ground station has been built by the Australian National University to help the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, and others explore space and safely reach Mars. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian National University Quantum Optical Ground Station is based at the Mount Stromlo Observatory near Canberra. It's a powerful telescope that will support high-speed advanced communications with satellites orbiting at distances from low Earth orbit to the Moon. Kate Ferguson, Associate Director for Strategic Projects, said the new system, based on powerful lasers, will transform communications in space.
What we're aiming to do is to be able to receive high-definition video from future crewed missions. Not only will that be great for us here on Earth, seeing what's happening with the astronauts on these types of missions, but it will improve the connectivity between those missions.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
South Korea's Olympic Committee is pushing to send hundreds of athletes to a Navy training center to enhance their mental toughness ahead of the Paris Olympics. The move has prompted criticism that it's outdated and regressive. The Korean Sport and Olympic Committee says it recently sent letters to domestic associations requesting them to send athletes to the Korea Marine Corps camp in Pohang for 3 days of training this month. About 400 athletes, including women, are expected at the boot camp. Committee officials reportedly decided on the camp following the Asian Games in October, when South Korea finished third in gold medal count to China and Japan. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.